Friday night, we're going 5:30. We're going to start out with a parade that we have every year that goes from the high school to the gazebo park. And then at 6 o'clock, after that's over, we're going to have a lip-sync battle, which has the potential to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have a winner for that. And then the band No Excuses is going to be performing live music from 8 to 10 that evening. But and then that's Friday night. And Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, we've got a pet show. And I sponsor a car show. We had a lot of fun with it last year. We had a big turnout. I'm hoping to try it again if the weather cooperates with us. And at 11 o'clock, we've got bingo and a cakewalk. And then 3 p.m. is our Bago tournament, which gets bigger and bigger every year. That's a lot of fun. Are you familiar with Bago?
It's similar to horseshoe in a way, isn't it?
It's similar. It has a lot of similarities to horseshoe. It's got these two slanted boards certain distance apart, and the teams have bean bags. The boards have holes in them, and you try to toss the bean bags into the hole, but like horseshoes, if it just stays on, and if you get it in the hole, it's 3 points. Similar to, you know, standing one up beside the horseshoe, the peg. It's a lot of fun because you even have, like, strategy. If you toss and your bag lands on the board, the other team can, if they're good enough, can knock it off and take your point away.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun, and we've been doing this, I would say this is the fifth year, and it's gotten bigger every year. It's a lot of fun.
How many on a team?
Two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get entered by a certain time, or
you can show up that day and sign up for it.
Okay. Do you have most of the teams local, or they come from?
Most of them are local. We've gotten we advertised a little bit differently this year. We've gotten responses. Now, you don't know until they show up if they're going to show up, but we've had I think they told me we've had people call from Danville and Pocahontas.
Your kid.
No.
Man.
They said they're getting together teams and coming down.
Right.
So looking forward to that.
You betcha.
That'll be good if it, you know, again, the weather, weather permitting.
Right.
We're praying for that one. And, throughout the day, Saturday, we'll have, different performing artists singing on the bandstand, including Telematic and 79 North. They'll be playing live music. And, at 4 o'clock, we've got Jordan Long, 5:15, Bree Ogden, and from 7 to 9, the Zach Dunlap Band. Mm-hmm. And they're real good. They came last year, and everybody really enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it, so they're coming back. Mm-hmm. They'll join us again this year. And then at 10 o'clock, to wrap everything up, we have the best fireworks show in South Arkansas.
Yeah.
Everybody comes out for that one.
Yes, sir. Are there still availabilities for vendors?
We were up there last night figuring out spots. There's a few. Yeah, it's starting to get pretty crowded, but I'm excited about that. But yeah, there should be a few spots left for vendors.
Yeah, somebody out to the city council meeting, they're figuring something out.
That must have been me.
Yeah. What else?
We're going to Holsey Concessions has a games, midway games for the kids. We've got The Corner, our local convenience store, is providing a couple of bouncy houses for free for the kids to come play on during it. And we have, doing a little different this year, we have several food vendors. We've got, well, Flossie's has been with us for years, you know, funnel cakes, that's a staple for a festival, but we've got Fathead Barbecue, Chuck Wagon Express, and the Providence Landmark Missionary Baptist Church. We're serving up some fish and hamburgers.
That might go over real big this year since there's not a restaurant in downtown Dearden.